It's HSK Today.
Essay made by Patera with the right pad.
A weekly in-depth look at the Henderson Silver Knights.
Morelli left wing. Richard scores!
And the AHL.
2 seconds and one. The Silver Knights hang on.
With your hosts, Brian McCormick and Justin Russo.
And here we go on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. This is HSK Today. Brian McCormick, Justin Russo here, you there. Magnus MacArthur on the other side of the glass as we get ready for Lucky Launch festivities and horse hockey. The Henderson Silver Knights take on the Coachella Valley Firebirds for the second time this season. That'll be tonight here at the DLC where we are perched. And for the Silver Knights, coming off a three-game winning streak to finish off what was a challenging five-game road trip through California. They come in certainly riding high, about to face a Coachella team that is in the middle of the standings because of a very challenging start to their season, maybe a little bit of Calder Cup Finals hangover for the Coachella Valley Firebirds. Hangover no longer. They have found their stride. They are winners in points in six of their last seven, 5-1-1 over their last seven contests, and looking to spoil the fun tonight for a Silver Knights squad that I was looking to have some lucky launch fun. The lucky launch tonight at the DLC, presented by Yes Air Conditioning and Plumbing. That is, of course, the Silver Knights' teddy bear toss. So we're expecting there to be however many people are in the stands tonight. We hope there are at least double the sets of eyes, or triple or quadruple, how many you can bring in with you. So a lot of fun tonight, Justin. I know the players are excited about it.
Oh, yeah. This is one of, if not the greatest spectacles of the year here at the Dollar Loan Center, watching all those stuffed animals come out onto the ice. And I think the only disappointing thing tonight is that we're not going to have a three-peat with Jonas Rönnberg. We were really looking forward to seeing if he'd be the one to get that goal for the third year in a row, but hey, an opportunity for someone else now.
Feels like we've been robbed, isn't it? Yes. Jonas Rönnberg did score in each of the first two iterations of the lucky launch. And ask a couple of guys downstairs about that. It's almost like playoff overtime in that there's a hero down there somewhere. We just don't know who he is yet. It will be someone new scoring the goal that launched a 10,000 teddy bears tonight at the DLC, but lots of fun, and for the players, of course, a little bit of pressure perhaps as well. It hangs over you. Someone's got to score that goal. You don't want to throw up a goose egg on Lucky Launch teddy bear toss night, but it's a lot of fun for the fans, and hoping to see a great turnout and a great output from the DLC faithful tonight for Silver Knights and Firebirds, a game that, again, has its own implications of a Silver Knights team not only playing really well over its last three games, but in addition to that, getting back on track. And when we were on this show last week, Justin, we talked about how, okay, a win over a San Jose team that's had a rough first quarter of the season is meaningful. Absolutely, it's meaningful. But do it again. Prove that you figured something out and that this isn't just a matter of a squirrel's going to find a nut at some point. Show us that you've corrected something. And they went out and had a really strong outing against a red-hot Ontario team, found an overtime win there, and then followed up with a great road victory in San Diego. This is a team that's looking a lot more like early October than mid-November.
Yeah, and I think the defensive brand of hockey they've been able to play over the last couple of games is something that they're looking to sustain because, you know, you look at the game in Ontario, they give up a couple of goals in that one. They only give up one goal against the San Diego Goals last Saturday. And again, it's kind of looking like we saw back at the beginning of the season. And I think one thing that has really struck me with the Silver Knights is their ability to kind of play ahead recently. You know, we talked about at the beginning of the season, for as well as they were doing, they weren't really putting themselves in good positions heading into third periods. They were relying on those comebacks and those late game heroics. Now I think they're starting to put together some strong 20 or opening 40 minutes of games to really set themselves up for success. You know, we heard Ryan Craig say that he thought that that was perhaps their best first period of the season Saturday in San Diego, and it certainly has merit there. 15-6 were the shots in favor of the Silver Knights. They dominated the majority of the play, and for Henderson, again, imperative tonight to put themselves in a good spot early in the game so that they can play with a lead and come away with a win late.
And they're facing a Coachella team. One of the most interesting stat lines for the Coachella Valley Firebirds is their record. Not that they're 14-8-1. That doesn't jump off the page at you. It's a team, okay, that's a good record. There's a reason why they're fifth in the Pacific. It's their road record. 10-1-0 on the road this year are the Coachella Valley Firebirds. Their 10 road victories are the most of any team in the American Hockey League, and the one road loss that they've suffered this season against the Silver Knights in this building. So it's a Firebirds team that knows how to win away from Palm Desert. and all the more reason for the Silver Knights, a challenging opponent this evening.
Yeah, for Henderson, I think you also have to look at, you know, just where this team is coming from in the standings too, because you mentioned that start that they had wasn't their best, but recently they've been playing some really good hockey, 5-1-1 in their last seven. And I think both teams are in similar spots to where they're starting to find their groove. And for the Silver Knights, with just a few games left before the Christmas break, they can really put themselves in a good position in the standings that are extremely close right now. I think 6 points separate the top seven in the Pacific Division, from Calgary all the way down to seventh place Colorado. So a lot of shuffling potential here in the spots in the Pacific Division, and the Silver Knights with some wins this week could easily put themselves in the top half of that mix.
And you're absolutely right. Calgary with 34 points atop the Pacific Division, seventh place Colorado at 28, Silver Knights and Firebirds both 29. And for the Silver Knights, they've played more games than anyone else in the Pacific Division. Tonight will be game number 27 for them. And I say the Pacific Division, I can go a little further than that. Only one team in the American Hockey League has played more games than the Silver Knights. So that's the, well, I should say two, but the Silver Knights will draw even with the Providence plays tonight too. So in conclusion, there are two teams that have played more hockey than the Silver Knights, 26 games so far this season. Hershey's played 28, Providence has played 27. But other than that, it's the Silver Knights leading the way in the West. So with that, all the more important that the Silver Knights have found their footing a little bit, because they do have teams around them in this tight Pacific with the opportunity to gain ground as we approach the new year. For the Silver Knights, I think another thing that's certainly worth mentioning during their road trip was, first of all, Adam Cracknell's been phenomenal. He has 7 goals in his last 9 now. And his hat trick in San Jose, certainly he carried the bulk of the offense that night, but it wasn't because it was thrown upon his shoulders. He was making plays in front of the net. Overall, it's been a really good stretch for the Silver Knights in finding multiple contributors. It was Jacob Brabenitz coming through in Ontario. And then on Saturday, it was Mason Morelli, who I'm curious about. Morelli had such a great start to the year. The offensive numbers leveled off a little bit, and I think part of that is because with all the injuries the Silver Knights had, he was getting moved around the lineup so much, mm-hmm. not just with different personnel, but he was center, then he was wing, then he was center again. But he's played well throughout, and now getting a couple of tallies on Saturday in San Diego, this is a player who, first of all, no one knows more about teddy bear tosses than he does coming from Hershey last year, and Hershey is the AHL, really the hockey world standard, yeah, for collections in teddy bear tosses, so he knows the good ones when he sees them. But also, of course, was with the Hershey Bears last year and Calder Cup champions over the Coachella Valley Firebirds, and we saw in that matchup between these two teams last time, he and Max McCormick dropping the gloves right off the draw, and we asked him after the game, we said, hey, is that just someone said something, or hey, let's get this out of the way, or is that dating back to the spring? Yeah. And he said, yeah, there's some history. I'm not going to go into it, not going to go more than that, but that's a conversation that's been ongoing.
Yeah, and Morelli is certainly an interesting guy, and, you know, I think for the majority of the guys that we're starting to see step up too, and, you know, it's refreshing for the Silver Knights to have this depth up front, but, you know, to your point about the injuries, I think previously, not only with guys moving around the lineup and different positions, that, you know, sometimes you just insert new guys and, you know, the other team can kind of hone in on your top players like your Denisenkos, your Brissons, and they can really work to take those guys away and force some other guys to step up, whereas that's when that point comes in about guys shuffling around, maybe guys coming up from Savannah, they're in, you know, new spots, they just got here a day or two ago, so when you hone in, or you're able to hone in on those guys, it can make your offensive game a lot tougher. And then fast forward to now, you have a healthier Silver Knights team, excuse me, and now they're starting to get that depth. They're starting to get contributions from up and down the lineup, and hey, multi-goal efforts from Brabenitz and Morelli. We'll see if anyone else has it in their game tonight.
It'll be interesting to see what we see between the pipes for Coachella Valley tonight as well. The three goaltenders they have on their roster, Alex Steska has the majority of the workload, 6 games for him. Chris Drieger was called up to Seattle. So Steska is probably the guy they would go to, I would expect. They have not played since, I believe, Sunday, so they're rested. They should have everyone at their disposal, everyone who's healthy. But after Steska, there's Jack LaFontaine, who's played twice, and Kel Morris, who's played just once for the Firebirds. So they're not working with their usual battery on the back end, something to be mindful of tonight as the Silver Knights and Firebirds go head-to-head. Let's take a moment. We did talk with Jake Bischoff and head coach Ryan Craig earlier today. We got into a whole bunch of things, but just for the sake of the conversation we're having right now, You know, for the players and the coaches, it's a game. You need 2 points. You need to focus on the task at hand. But it's lucky launch for them, too. They like to have a good time. And we're curious where their state of mind is as they get ready for tonight's contest.
Yeah, I mean, definitely excited. I don't know about pressure. I think guys will definitely be pushing to get that first one, though, to see the Teddy Bears come out. But, yeah, I think it's other than that, sort of like business as usual for us. Definitely still want to get 2 points. Oh, boy, I have no idea. Obviously, I think everyone would love to get it. I don't know. I'm not going to say a name, but I think everyone's going to be pushing for that first one for sure.
Well, we're more excited that if we score, the Bears end up on the ice than it was in San Diego when they score. But we know there's going to be a built-in break there at some point where the Bears are going to come on the ice. Hopefully there's a whole ton of them and it all goes to a good cause. But our guys will, you know, we'll enjoy that part and then refocus and get ready to go.
And that was Jake Bischoff first, then Ryan Craig second, a medley of sound there. But again, task at hand, all business. For Ryan Craig, he was doing an interview with KTNV earlier in the week and smiled to himself and says, well, you got to score the goal. So they are aware that, you know, you want to get that. You know what? You want to have a 1-0 lead 1 minute in on any occasion, but especially tonight. And I'll tell you what else. I think there's a real benefit in scoring this goal as early as you can, not just so that everyone can have fun and not just to get the burden off your shoulders of, okay, good, that's out of the way. Let's focus on the hockey game. But, and we talked about this in San Diego, and the goals handled it extremely well. But sometimes you see, you score a goal. It depends on where the game is.
Yeah.
If you're trailing 2-0 and you score that goal to catch a little momentum back and to turn the game in your favor, you want to get on them. You want to have a good follow-up shift and really seize control of the game. A 20-minute Teddy Bear rain delay is not always the most advantageous thing for the team that scores. So, to me, if you score that goal as soon as you can in the first period, not only do you have a 1-0 lead, but you haven't really gotten things going. The game doesn't have a character yet.
Yeah.
You clean up, and now you treat it as a brand-new hockey game with a head start. And for the Firebirds, they probably say the same thing, too. All right, that's out of the way. Now we've got 57 minutes to recalibrate this game. But I think for the Silver Knights, no question, the earlier you get this done, the less impact it has on the ebbs and flows in the momentum of a hockey game.
Yeah, exactly. And great point that you brought up in San Diego on Saturday, too, because that was a game where Silver Knights were up 1-0. They got a goal early in the third period in that game, and that was a real momentum-shifting opportunity. But, you know, everyone kind of had to calm down, take the break, clean up all the Teddy Bears, and the Silver Knights were able to rebound and get that next goal. And, you know, I think overall in this game, you know, like Jake Bischoff said, there's going to be a little pressure there. The sticks, you might hold them a little tighter as the game goes along, and you want to get that goal. But I think if there's any, sense of optimism for the Silver Knights tonight. You look at the last time these two teams played, Silver Knights had no trouble putting up goals in this building against the Coachella Valley Firebirds, a 5-4 win for them. So let's hope for some more early magic for the HSK.
Puck drop will be at 7 p.m. for the lucky launch. In a few moments, we're going to have Christina Woods. She's the director of marketing and community relations for the Henderson Silver Knights. She's going to hop on and just give us a little insight on what goes into the Lucky Launch preparations. She's been running around all day, as have we all. There are donations that businesses make ahead of time as well. So there's teddy bears all over the office. My desk is not my own right now, but she's going to give us an idea of the logistics that go into this, as well as the other efforts that the Silver Knights have had in the community over the course of the last couple of weeks, because it is a very important time of year for giving. In addition to the teddy bear toss element of tonight's Lucky Launch, the Silver Knights will also be wearing their Lucky Launch jerseys, as they have in years past. So it is a theme night in that sense for the Silver Knights. And those jerseys available at auction throughout the game. These game-worn jerseys, also a couple of players not in the game will have their jerseys still up for auction as well. They can have them autographed and available to you. So during the game, and usually the auction wraps up around 9 p.m. is usually when that wraps up. So right around the start of the third period. If you go to luckylaunch.givesmart.com, luckylaunch.givesmart.com, you will be able to bid on your favorite player's jersey, get it autographed this week, and get it available for pickup probably, I would say, a little closer to the new year. Players have the Christmas break at the end of this weekend, so it's, you know, soon, but not immediately, but certainly want to go to luckylaunch.givesmart.com, see which jerseys are available, and be ready to start bidding. Around 5:30 is when the bidding window should open up for that. We're going to hop out, but when we come back, we will be with Christina Woods, the Director of Marketing and Community Relations for the Henderson Silver Knights, to talk all things Lucky Launch. That is straight ahead on HSK Today. Brian McCormick and Justin Russo here with you on 1230 The Game, the Silver Knights Radio Network.
And now, back to HSK Today with Brian McCormick.
Back at the Dollar Loan Center, Brian McCormick, Justin Russo here with you on HSK Today as the Silver Knights get ready for Lucky Launch festivities. And Magnus, do we have Christina available?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, we do. Thank you, Christina. This is Christina Woods joining us on HSK Today. She is the Director of Marketing and Community Relations for the Henderson Silver Knights. And, you know, they say Christmas Eve is the busiest night of the year for one big, fat, jolly man. This has to be the... maybe not the craziest day for you, Christina, because you do a lot of different community engagements throughout the year, but this has to be right up there for Lucky Launch. Thanks for carving out a few minutes of your afternoon on a day that I'm sure has you sprinting from end to end of this building.
Yeah, definitely is, but appreciate you having me on, Brian.
Well, Christina, give us a little bit of a sense, because, of course, fans are going to come tonight. They're going to bring their teddy bears and their other stuffed animals of all variety. They're going to be ready to throw them when the Silver Knights score their first goal. That's all well and good. That's the beginning and the end of it for them. For you and for your team, this has been a preparation process that's been going on for a little while. Why don't you give us a sense of what this requires of you and your team to put on this this event?
Yeah, you know, and I think it goes further than just my team. You know, I have a team of about 20 people coming in today and then about 14 volunteers to help out with the logistics of everything. But to really kind of encompass the entire event, it takes the entire business team. So that's everyone from entertainment to communications to operations to marketing, community outreach, is all coming together in their different verticals of the business to really pull the night together and make it all happen. And make it special for all the fans coming in the building.
So first Lucky Launch had a couple thousand. Next Lucky Launch had about 5,000 teddy bears. What kind of numbers do you think we can do tonight at the DLC?
Well, we had some very generous donors before the game coming in, so we expect to be anywhere between the 13,000 to 15,000 range this year.
That's terrific, and I think as Justin alludes to, it's an event that gets better and better every year. As fans get more and more accustomed, not just to the concept, but to look for it on the calendar. This is something that they look forward to. Have you noticed more of a swell of interest this year compared to the last couple?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, this isn't something that we have invented. This is our version of the teddy bear toss, which has been around. So people have seen it on social media that other teams do. We just have a fun spin on it, calling it Lucky Launch. Kind of leaning into our brand and the different cast members that we have. But, you know, people just in this market or this neighborhood specifically, they do see a little bit more. You see, you know, the excitement online a lot more nowadays with, oh, I can't wait for the game. This is one of our favorite games of the year. So people just already are in the holiday spirit, and I think this game just really adds that extra, you know, cherry on top to the excitement of the holiday season and something that people can have a great time and enjoy with their friends and family, but also give back to their local community.
Well, you know, you mentioned the spin for the Silver Knights on the teddy bear toss with our version of Lucky Launch here. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on tonight, even outside the arena. Can you give us an idea of what fans can expect, you know, even before they get into the DLC tonight?
Yeah, definitely. So we, like I said, we want to make this a really fun experience from start to finish. So we encourage all fans to come out early for the game to enjoy some $2 hot chocolate on our Bell Solar Tilt Yard, enjoy you know, a meet and greet with the Grinch, a free 360 photo booth, some interactive games and activities. And then once the doors open, fans can get their commemorative game day poster. They can meet Santa. They can write a letter to Santa. So just kind of all of the fun activities you might see with any sort of holiday festival or festivity going on.
We're with Christina Woods. She is the Director of Marketing and Community Relations for the Henderson Silver Knights, getting ready for Lucky Launch tonight at the DLC. You know, Christina, you mentioned, of course, the spectacle of Lucky Launch and what fans are excited to do. In the weeks leading up to tonight, we've had partners and community members making donations in advance, so there's teddy bears all over the office. It's we're drowning in them, which is a good thing. But the collection of them and the spectacle of tonight is only one part of it. The Bears have to go somewhere, too. There are benefactors to this evening's festivities. Who are some of the organizations that are going to be receiving teddy bears in the days to come?
Yeah, so we have some of our staple organizations that we work with pretty much almost every day, it feels like. People like the Henderson Equality Center, Toys for Tots, Molly Bears, the Salvation Army, which we're doing a couple things with this week. But aside from that, we'll have some hospital drop-offs that we do for local children's hospitals. We'll also have some other new organizations with some of the foster care organizations out here in the community. So we have plenty of bears, but like I said, we're hoping to really outshine our record this year. So if anyone does need bears, feel free to contact us. We have so many that we are feeling very generous this holiday season. But really any organization that's in need to help spread cheer this year through, you know, a toy or stuffed animal.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned some of the community outreach the Silver Knights have done. That has already begun throughout the community. Of course, it's a year-round thing for the HSK, but specifically around the holiday season, that's already begun as well. And you know, we touched on it a bit earlier in the show, Brian, myself. But, you know, I wanted to ask, though, about the special jerseys the Silver Knights are wearing tonight, the holiday sweater-themed jerseys that are going to be up for auction later or during the game against the Firebirds tonight.
Yes, so those will be available. They're kind of our version of a holiday sweater, like you mentioned. Kind of sticking to more of a monotone with the grays, the white, more of that winter classic feel. But they're going to be available for auction if you're looking for, you know, the authentic game-worn player jerseys. Those will be available starting at 5:45, ending at 9 o'clock. And then we'll also have the replica ones available in the store for purchase as well.
And that auction, luckylaunch.givesmart.com. We're with Christina Woods, Director of Marketing and Community Relations for the Henderson Silver Knights, as we get set for Lucky Launch. You know, Christina, you are buried up to your neck in Lucky Launch in terms of the bears themselves and preparation and the details. You know it all. One detail we're having a hard time making heads or tails of is Jonas Rombjerg has scored the last two Lucky Launch goals, but right now he's called up to the Golden Knights, so he's not here. It's going to have to be somewhere, someone else. Do you have any inside information on who tonight's Lucky Launch goal scorer will be?
It will definitely be an HSK player.
Good, good.
Check.
I'm probably the last person to ask. I'm also a little superstitious, so I don't like to jinx us. But I will just be happy with any of them scoring, you know, fairly early on in the game for us.
Well, okay, I'm glad you, you know what? Only I get accused of the broadcaster jinx, so I'm glad you're not veering into that lane.
You know, I wonder about, you know, because we always, you know, it's the fun part is throwing them onto the ice, right? But maybe the less so fun part is trying to clean them up and, you know, getting them all off the ice. How many people you think are going to be down there helping out clean up and you know, can we recruit some players down there maybe to help? You know, can we get the guys to get in there with those sticks?
There's got to be a system, right? There has to be.
Yeah, there's definitely a system. Our director of entertainment has actually taken the lead on a lot of the logistics for this part of it. And there's a huge system. We have, we're very fortunate to have a bunch of staff helping out, volunteers from the community coming to help out. So it'll be a lot of organized chaos, but actually that's one of my most fun parts, in my opinion, just because you kind of get to see all the donations. You get to see all the different stuffed animals and kind of gives you a little bit of nostalgia back when you were a kid to see the different stuffed animals you may have liked or had or wanted for Christmas and stuff like that. So it is a lot of chaos, but there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of thoughts that went into kind of the organization, the collection process from Chandler, our director of entertainment. So looking forward to seeing if we can beat our timing record this year of collection and getting the game back up after the goal. So excited to see how that plays out.
That's such a great point. It's not just how many bears can we collect. We want to get as many as we possibly can. But it's also the pride that the team has in, like, how quickly can we resume hockey? There's pride in there, too.
Definitely.
Well, Christina, it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know the players, everyone involved, I'm sure, wants this goal to be scored as soon as possible just to take the pressure off of everybody. But whenever it happens, it's going to be a great spectacle. Before we let you go, Christina, I want to ask, you know, you're not the director of Lucky Launch. You're the director of marketing and community relations, and 'tis the season. This is going to be a great charitable endeavor, but it's not the only one. What have the Silver Knights players been doing in the last couple of weeks in addition to this to get into the spirit of giving?
Yeah, you know, similar to our big brothers up at the Golden Knights, the Silver Knights are very passionate about the community we live in and helping out. So it's really nonstop throughout the entire season. There's at least one big thing a month that we do. But this season, this holiday season and time frame especially, there's a lot. So yesterday we actually just went shopping with the players. They were kind of working with the Boys and Girls Club, a couple kids from there to help them fulfill their wish list. We're already Or we're also getting some gifts for a family in the community, as well as Children's Haven, the foster group out here, to make sure that they have some gifts for the holiday season. So lots of things like that. We have some players and the significant others helping out at the Ronald McDonald House, passing out meals. And then Friday, we actually have a food drive, too, that we'll be working with the Salvation Army to help kind of boost their local food pantry for the holiday season. So lots more to come with hospital visits and more things going on with the different events and initiatives we have going on. But those are just some of the recent things.
All great efforts, a lot of fun and opportunities for fan participation as well. Christina, I know I said that was the last question. I do have one more just for anyone who's listening to this. For information purposes, who's heading down to the rink tonight, first of all, there is a frequently asked questions tab available on hendersonsilverknights.com. But in terms of what's being thrown onto the ice, we keep saying teddy bears, but any stuffed animal will do, I believe. I don't think there are any rules or restrictions for size or anything like that, but are there any helpful tips for anyone who's getting the car loaded for tonight?
Yeah, no rules or restrictions regarding the type of teddy bear or, you know, the size or anything like that. We're encouraging everyone to bring as many as they possibly can, as big or small as they want. We do ask that they are a stuffed animal, though, and they're new. So something to kind of take note of for anyone bringing a stuffed animal. And then upon entry, we will have some plastic bags to protect the stuffed animals to make sure they just maintain, you know, their new features and make sure they don't get messed up with the ice and the water around the area. So grab a plastic bag, put your bear in it when you enter, and then throw it on the ice when HK scores their first goal. That's it.
Great information to know, and a good point. Any stuffed plush toy will do, but no Hess trucks, no baseballs. We're sticking with stuffed animal toys.
Yes, exactly.
Well, good to know. It's going to be a ton of fun tonight, Christina, and we can't wait to get to it. Christina Woods, the Director of Marketing and Community Relations for the Henderson Silver Knights. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, Christina, and good luck the rest of the day. I hope tonight goes off exactly as you imagine.
Thanks, Justin. Thanks, Brian.
That is Christina Woods. So much fun tonight, Justin. And I'll tell you, I'm glad we talked on those things, too, because one of the questions I do get sometimes, even from players, they're saying, like, hey, are there going to be, like, 6-foot teddy bears flying out? They're like, maybe. But as we're having this conversation, I don't want to encourage that and then find out that they're going to be, you know, they're going to have the teddy bear patted down at the door. Like, no, yeah. if it's a stuffed animal, if it's a stuffed, plush, unbreakable toy, it will be welcome tonight, and we suggest you bring as many as you possibly can.
This is good information for me, too. I'm going to be ringside on our television broadcast tonight, so I'm certainly going to be right in the line of fire of everybody, so I would like to know what's going to be thrown in my vicinity for sure.
Yeah, and that's a good reminder, Justin. Tonight's game is a televised game, so, of course, you can follow along here on 12:30 of the game. But if you're not coming down, you can also follow along on Vegas 34. Justin, Darren Millard, and myself will have all the lucky launch fun. As we go through those rules, though, I do want to specify, again, any size toy is going to work. But don't be clever. Don't think you're going to get away with something, because we have seen the 6-foot guy in a bear costume mascot thing try to sneak onto the ice. You're not going to fool us. So don't be too clever by half. Don't launch yourself over the glass thinking that you're going to get a chance to run free on the ice. We are up to we are wise to your ways, and we will not let you get away with it. Throwing toys only,
no.
Not people.
I mean, we have about 20 friends down there on the bench that are well-trained in fighting.
That's right.
On the ice. So,
they are the tackling type.
Yeah, you better watch out there.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we hope everyone's ready to have fun with us. Tonight at the Dollar Loan Center, 7 o'clock puck drop for the Silver Knights and the Coachella Valley Firebirds. And, Justin, I'm glad you asked. Christina mentioned lots of festivities outside on the tilt yard as well. Letters to Santa will be written on the concourse. Have you written your letter to Santa yet?
Not yet. I'm slacking right now. I need to get it done.
I've kind of reached the point. First of all, I don't know what I want anymore. I don't really want anything. If I want something, I buy it, and I don't want much.
So materialistic, Brian. Can't you wish for good health or, you know, happiness next year?
Of course I can wish for those. I ask for that all the time. The man upstairs listens. But, you know, the older I get, you know, we are in a bit of a tough economy right now. All the more reason why it's important, these charitable opportunities this week, including the food drive at the end of the week, chance to give back to people who really need it. But, you know, the energy prices aren't cheap. And the lump of coal is looking more and more attractive the older I get. Sometimes I do awful things, and I think, like, this is going to heat the house through January. If I'm just bad enough.
You're very resourceful over there with your thinking right there. I like that.
Santa doesn't know. He's passing out currency as punishment. He has no idea what he's doing. Times have changed.
I don't know. It was about 70 degrees today. I don't know how much coal we're going to be needing very soon. It was pretty balmy out there today.
My wife runs cool. But anyway, that's my mad strategy. Or, again, the Christmas shopping I haven't done. Everyone's getting coal. It's a good time of year. I'm just trying to be
–
I'm just trying to help the community through my own bad behavior. But we're going to hop out when we come back. More Christmas seasonal fun. Justin has he's not let me in on it, but he has a fun activity, he said, that he thinks is going to make me look foolish.
We've and got I'm always, something cooking up here.
I'm always down for that. Okay, we'll be back after the break. We'll laugh at Brian. Brian McCormick, Justin Russo here with you on HSK Today. You're listening to 1230 The Game, the Silver Knights Radio Network.
And now, back to HSK Today with Brian McCormick.
Welcome back to HSK Today. I am not Brian McCormick, but he is sitting right next to me. Justin Russo here with you. And continuing with the holiday spirit, you know, we just talked to Christina Woods with the Lucky Launch festivities tonight at the DLC. You know, I thought, what a great time to test Brian. You know, he's definitely not busy today at all. He's got his mind focused solely on what I'm about to ask him, and figured he'd be ready for this challenge. So, you know, we're going to play a little game here. I saw an article recently.
I don't respond well to any tests, so I'm worried about this.
I saw an article recently, you know, around Christmas time, of the different names that different countries have for Santa Claus. And, you know, I was reading through some of the names, and I thought, you know, these look a little funny. And I made my way over to Hockey Reference and started, you know, searching up some names of former NHL players. And I thought, you know, some of these are pretty similar. I wonder if Brian could tell the difference between international Santa Claus names or former NHL players. So let's take a look now and see.
You know what, Justin? The only prayer I have of doing well in this quiz is that I watched The Santa Claus with Tim Allen a couple of nights ago. And when he's in the police interrogation room, Topo Gijo. Like, that is the only prayer I have of this going well, but let's give it a shot.
So you did some studying. Let's see. Let's start off with the first one. We have Pa Norsk or Pear Juice.
Do I need to be able to say where the nation of origin is?
I just need you to tell me whether it's which one's
Santa
NHL
or player.
Yeah, so we have Pa Norsk. And Pear Juice. Which one is the player? Which one is...
Pa Norsk sounds like Papa North or something of that nature. So that's going to be Santa.
Okay.
And Pear Juice, that sounds familiar. Juice, that's the hockey player.
You are correct. Pa Norsk is the name in Norway for Santa. Pear Juice, former NHL player. You might better know his son Christian Juice, former Washington Capital. But Pear Juice had some time with the Red Wings and the New York Rangers from 1990 to 1993. So
look at you, choosing the more obscure juice. Which I apologize to Mr. Juice. I didn't mean to call him obscure. No. Just it's you're going a second level deep. I appreciate
that. Yeah, some of these guys are decades old, so you know we'll see if you're able to.
Including Santa.
Yeah, well, of course.
Centuries.
So. Number two, we have Svetnik Miklavs or Leif Svensson. Svetnik Miklavs, excuse me, or Leif Svensson.
Say Leif Svensson is the hockey player, and the one that I can't pronounce is Santa.
You are correct again. Svetnik Miklavs is Slovenian for Santa Claus. Leif Svensson, as I have the hockey reference pages here. Let's see. Leif Svensson played from 1978 to 1980, two seasons with the Washington Capitals. So there you go, 2-0 right now. You're off to a hot start.
If any of the Santa-centric players are listening to the show, please call in now.
See if we can go 10 for 10 here. I have 10 listed.
10? My God.
I didn't know how much time we'd have, so you know I just kept digging down the rabbit hole, so we'll see. Dead Moroz or Mario Marois?
Dead Moroz.
Or Mario Marois.
I can't think of anyone calling Santa Claus Mario, so I'm going to say Mario Marois is the hockey player, and Dead Man is Santa.
3-0, Brian.
Look
You're
at me!
Good. Dead Moroz is Russian for Santa Claus. Mario Marois, let's take a look at his page right now. Scroll down. Last played in the NHL in 1992, and I believe that was with the original iteration of the Winnipeg Jets. 1991-92 was his last season in the NHL. So
I think
there we go.
More so than the puzzle that you've created for our amusement, I'm more impressed that you're coming up with multiple hockey players I haven't heard of. That's hard to do.
You know, some of them, there were multiple options, and I just went with the most obscure one I could find. You know, there was a couple guys that were still hanging around, maybe as coaches, or, you know,
yeah.
I was like, you know, that might be a little too easy, you know, if he's a coach in some junior league in, you know, Finland or something. Of course, you're expansive hockey knowledge.
Expansive. Oh, for everyone listening, in addition to the the Christmas warmth you're getting from this exercise. Also, break out your notepads and jot these down. This is hockey cross grid gold.
Yes, puck doku. You better watch out. All right, number four, Kaleidu Senelis or Gilles Sen. Kaleidu Senelis or Gilles Sen.
I think you've got me this time. Gilles Sen is the hockey player, and Santa.
4 for 4, Brian. Look at this. Kaleidu Senelis from Lithuania for Santa Claus, and Gilles Sen, as we take a look at his page here, actually more recent, played in 2020, 2 games in net for the New Jersey Devils. So look at that. Mm-hmm. A little more recent player, was a 5th-round pick in New Jersey in the 2017 draft.
This is the most fun I've ever had doing this show. Continue. Go. Hit me again.
Number 5, Joe Lupucki or Sam Lopresti?
Sam Lopresti is the hockey player.
It was interesting to find one that sounded like Lopuki. Joe Lopuki is actually one word in Finland. So
Joe Lopuki, I was like, all right, maybe, don't know. And then Ronald Johnson, okay, all right.
Sam Lopresti, born January 30th, 1917, last played in 1942 in the National Hockey League, so a pretty strong one there. Last played for the Chicago Blackhawks back in 1942.
We remember him well.
All right, let's move on here. I mean, 5 for 5 so far.
Killing it.
I think, you know, I don't know if I did a good enough job here. Let's go. We have Vader Kersfees or Carol Vadney.
I remember Carol Vadney.
Oh, there we go.
You're getting less obscure now. So Carol Vadney was the hockey player.
Yes, you are correct. Vader Kersfees, and I might add, I'm probably butchering all of these Santa Claus names.
Everyone thinks this is a quiz of me. That's not a quiz of you at all.
This is how it sounded in my brain.
This is you exposing yourself
as
a simpleton.
But for reference, Carol Vadney last with the New Jersey Devils in 1983. For those of you who were wondering.
This is the HSK version of high culture.
Number 7, Joelas Vane or Peter Ahola?
Peter Ahola sounds like a Finnish player. That's a player.
That is correct. Ahola is another player. Joelas Vane is the word for Santa Claus in Iceland. And Peter Ahola is, let's see, last played in 1994 for the Calgary Flames.
Do you remember, we're not the same age, Justin, but we're close enough that we might have seen the same thing on TV. But when they used to have the Metrics World's Strongest Man on ESPN
all the
time, the strongest man for years from Finland was Jouko Hola.
Jouko Hola.
And that's how I know.
Well, shout out to those old ESPN programs back in the early 2000s, late 90s, whenever you were viewing them, Brian.
Jouko, I hope you're listening.
Number 8, Shen Kohli or Vitali Kolesnik?
Hit me again.
Shen Kohli or Vitali Kolesnik?
Vitali Kolesnik is the player.
8 for 8, Brian. You're on a hot streak. Shen Kohli, Albanian for Santa Claus. Vitali Kolesnik, as we take a look at his page, last played in 2006. Actually, his only 8 games in the NHL with the Colorado Avalanche.
I hope everyone playing along at home and driving in traffic is having as much success as I'm having right now. Basically, if it's 2 words I don't know at all, I assume that's Santa Claus.
All right, number 9. 8 for 8. We're on a hot streak right here. Simone Nolet or Daddy Nanolik?
I think Daddy is Santa.
That was just too funny to
Any
not
variation
include.
Of Daddy, Papa?
That was too funny to not include.
Big
that
ups, is, North Pole.
That's an Ireland one there that I, again, I've certainly butchered there. But Simone Nolet, we'll take a look at his reference page. 1977, he last played for the Colorado Rockies. So
right now, what do I get if I'm 10 for 10? Because that should come with some sort of award.
You get to call tonight's game between the Henderson Silver Knights and the Coachella Valley Firebirds for Lucky Launch right here at the DLC, Brian.
No, that's not it. Okay, if I go 10 for 10, we're not going to have a show next Wednesday, folks, just because of people being off for the holiday break. Next Wednesday we'll be off for HSK Today. But 2 shows from now, if I go 10 for 10... 2 shows from now, I think you should have to sing something. We'll record it.
Oh, Lord.
And then we'll play it. Maybe something Christmas-esque.
I think I might be sick that day and every day leading up to that now that I think about it. But we'll figure the logistics out of that later on. But
right.
You still got one to go.
Yeah, I do.
Obviously, I have not done a well enough job. You know, it is
it's
hard,
the holiday
hard
season.
To find some of these guys that are named like Santa Claus. But, all right, last one here for you. Philippe Bozon or Bozik Bata?
Bozik Bata is Santa Claus.
10
You're
ten.
Singing!
10 for 10, Brian. That Woo. Is Croatian.
Hark
for Santa
the
Claus.
Herald, Justin sings.
Philippe Bozon, as we take a look here, 1994-1995, last played for the St. Louis Blues. Look at that, a Look at that performance from Ryan McCormick here. 10 for 10.
I'm worldly. I'm knowledgeable.
That might reflect more on me as a teacher. Maybe I need to go harder next time. You know, I don't know. Maybe next quiz we have for Brian, I will show no mercy, apparently.
You come for the master, you best not miss. And you missed. And now we're going to humiliate you at a later date. But
yes,
this is how
10
we
wins. Yes, of course.
Very festive, very fun. Love that, Justin. Lots of fun. I hope all of you at home did well, too. Otherwise, you'll get coal in your stockings, which, as we mentioned, is not as bad as it sounds. It has a utility to it.
Also to mention, too, we've already done some concourse questionnaires. We might have to force some of you out there to sing, you know, if you didn't get all 10 right, you know, the other way. So maybe you'll find me on the concourse pretty soon with some songs, shoving a microphone into your face.
Beware this weekend.
You know, as we're on the topic, because what the heck, if Santa were a hockey player, as we're going through this, I'm like, all right, hockey player or Santa? What if Santa was a hockey player? What positions? Yeah, I think goaltender, because he takes up the most surface area while also, I mean, he's literally fitting down chimneys. We know he has the flexibility and the dexterity to cover corners and to push across. I think he'd be a goaltender.
That's a good point. I think, it has to be a goaltender, right? Unless he's going to be a power forward or just a huge defenseman on the back end, you know, I think he's a man of multiple talents. You could kind of plug and play him, but I think goaltender, that's the position you can win the game most in, you know, can change the outcome of the game the most. You want him in that net.
True. And he also works really, really hard once a year, so you need – he's not playing 30 minutes a night.
Santa's not playing a back-to-back.
He's not playing the day game after the night game. Well, we do have Silver Knights and Coachella Valley Firebirds tonight at the DLC for Lucky Launch as the Henderson Silver Knights look for their fourth straight win. If they're able to do so, and for the Silver Knights, we mentioned again coming in rolling pretty well, getting some diversified scoring by, I think, on top of it, you know, from the forward and defense perspective, about as healthy as they've been in a really long time. During this last road trip, they got Gage Quinney back, and you know, right now they're still missing Mason Gertsen, who's in a week-to-week situation. But that's – and Jesper Vikman, who's been on for a while now. Aside from that, though, this is pretty much the closest we've seen to 100%.
Yeah, and I think to our point that we were talking about earlier with the Silver Knights, in terms of that depth scoring starting to come back, I think you're seeing – you know, we talked about the blender that the lines were in San Jose a couple of weeks ago, and those lines have pretty much remained pretty steady now that the Silver Knights have found their offensive groove. So I think guys are starting to get more comfortable with their line mates, and they're getting some more time with them because they're all healthy, and it's, you know, really benefiting this team.
And worth noting also, Justin, you know, this season is such a marathon. There's so many dips and turns, and while you look at it as a wide scope, every now and then there's opportunities to identify bursts, sprints, segmentations to set goals for yourself and have success. And for the Silver Knights, who have not been home since the start of December and were not good during that stretch when they were last home, late November, early December, this is a chance to come in riding high and feeling good, but it's a 3-game-in-4-day sprint to the break. You know, you're going to get 3 days, put your feet up, get back to neutral, enjoy some family time. These are 3 games in 4 days against Coachella and 2 against San Jose to take care of business. I think they'll look at it that way.
And, you know, I kind of go back to what Ryan Craig said a couple weeks ago when the Silver Knights were struggling, talking about some of the details he wanted the team to play with. And he mentioned that, you know, sometimes you give up a goal in the first or second period, and you don't think much of it until the third period when you're down by one. And that's the goal that ends up mattering. And for the Silver Knights in this marathon of a season, yeah, you know, these couple of games right here, you might think, oh, they'll drop a couple of points in December, not a big deal. But when we are in April and things are tight, and like they probably will be in the Pacific Division, and you're looking for a couple of points, you might think back to the stretch where you had a hot hand, and you're thinking, oh, we could have used those couple of points back in December. So I think for the Silver Knights, have to take advantage of every opportunity in front of them.
And again, get the first goal out of the way as quickly as you can, just for the sake of the fans and for the sake of yourselves to to have that not hanging over your heads. But it is Lucky Launch, so again, if you're joining us tonight, bring a stuffed, plushed, non-breakable toy, a teddy bear, a stuffed lion, I don't know, a plush Lucky if you have one, that's appropriate, whatever.
Don't throw Lucky. Don't
bring
throw
them, Lucky. If you can get them airborne. Bring them. As many as you can bring, we'll take all you got, and when the Silver Knights score their first goal, throw those onto the ice, they will be collected for the benefit of the local charities in the community. And a great cause, the Lucky Launch Jersey Auction, luckylaunch.givesmart.com. That auction going from about 5:30 until 9 to get the game-worn jersey of your favorite player signed and sent to you. Pretty good Christmas or New Year's seasonal gift as well. As mentioned, we're on Vegas 34 tonight, so myself, Darren Millard, Darren will come right off the VGK Insider Show and run right over to our set for this, and Justin Roos will be down at ice level. Do you have anything prepared for being down in the fur fly zone?
No, I'm gonna wing it. I'm gonna see what happens.
No teddy bear poncho.
I think I'll just trust the fans that are not gonna come down and hit me. But you know, we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, we'll be on the air at 7 p.m. Vegas 34. We'll enjoy the lucky launch festivities, a couple surprises for you along the way. And you know what, folks, this is the last time we're hanging out with you before Christmas. For those of you celebrating Christmas, we hope you have a Merry Christmas and that Santa is good to you. And no show next week, but we will see you in the new year. Justin, Merry Christmas. Any good plans?
Some Silver Knights hockey to get me there and then some relaxation with the family. That's my plan.
Darn tootin'. Golden Knights, Silver Knights, World Juniors, plenty of hockey on the horizon.
Yeah.
And we hope everyone enjoys themselves. We'll be back on the air two Wednesdays from now with more HSK Today. Thank you to Christina Woods for joining us and getting us set for Lucky Launch. We'll see you tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop for the Silver Knights and the Coachella Valley Firebirds here on the Henderson Silver Knights Radio Network.